Set up this extra point.
It's time for the extra point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Was it extra difficult to watch Hard Knocks last night, knowing several of the featured players were cut earlier in the day? Did you find this series somewhat boring? Is it a case of the Bears not giving the producers much and it's starting to show?
Everybody's going to have different tastes in TV shows. I wouldn't presume to tell anybody what to like or not to like. I enjoy Hard Knocks. I really didn't care yesterday if the players that were being featured, I knew they were getting cut. I felt a little bad for Adrian Colbert, who they were focused on, had the terrible accident as a kid riding his bike and had the Zen-like moments, and I knew he was getting cut. I was okay. I felt awful for Wheeler, and you look at what he went through and what he endured in getting to the point where he was one of these guys that would deferred med school. We knew his story from Howard and knew everything about Ian Wheeler's life and his past. And his mom was mic'd up for the Chiefs game. His mom then was there. That hug at the end, if that didn't get you, I don't know what you're watching. I don't know what you're waiting for. I don't find it boring. I don't find it hokey. I don't care about some of the things that people will feel like, well, those are touristy Chicago moments. It's a TV show, and it's highly entertaining. Hard Knocks is executing it to the point where the production value, very high. And even though that we're looking at this as sports fans, cynical NFL people who are accustomed to seeing the Bears and trying to be, or not trying to, but feeling disappointed in what they're giving us, I don't think this is that. I think this is a really good infomercial for the Bears organization. I think it's represented them well. And I can understand why people want a little bit more behind-the-scenes stuff, and people want profanity, they want this or they want that. I have not found myself being one of those people.
So thank you for saying what you did about Ian Wheeler. I totally agreed about the mom and the embrace and the mom being there. And if you ever played sports at any level, how important it was to have your parents at your games and how important it is as a parent to be at your kids' games. So if you've got some fall sports coming up and they start this weekend, do yourself a favor. Make sure you go out and see your son or daughter participate because it is important. Now, my favorite moment of the night was actually Tyson Bagent's dad in the arm wrestling thing. Now, I almost need to watch it again because I don't know if you picked up on this. The guy, so then they get into the game. So it's like the night before the game, there's like an arm wrestling tournament at a local bar. Place is packed. Tyson comes in, watches his dad. Reminded me of the over-the-top scene where the kid is watching, you know, his dad, you know, Sly Stallone turn his cap around and beat the other bald-headed guy. Was that guy that he beat sitting next to Bajan's dad during the game?
I don't know.
So it looked like they were like friends and foes and then friends again. I need to rewatch that part of it. The storytelling is excellent. I'm glad they gave us a little bit of that Farkas or fight, whatever you want to call it.
Practice
fight. That was good. I'm glad they gave us a little bit of that. That was pretty cool. Where it got a little like laughable, but it did make me laugh. I guess that's the point. Make the audience laugh. You know, Austin Reed talking about the greatest teams of all time, and he brings up the 85 Bears and all the guys in the huddle. Yeah, the 85 Bears. And the 2024 preseason Bears that went 4-0 in the preseason. You know, that was kind of funny. I don't know that we're going to see Austin Reed again, but so the storytelling's good. The camera work is excellent. This was probably, if I was ranking the episodes, my second favorite episode.
Yeah,
before so far.
I got a text from a friend of mine who's in television, and he said he'd give it a D. He said, "By halfway in, I'm bored." And I said, "Well, you know, they're doing a lot of storylines of guys we already know are not going to be around, and it's maybe we follow the team too closely. Maybe that's my problem." But I didn't think it was very good, Dustin. I think the production's great. I think the guys going out on the, I've done that. You know, you go to the is it the Hancock, and you get to stand there, or is it the Sears Tower, whatever. Whatever one. I've been to both of them. People come into town, you go up there, and you stand on the ledge, and you're kind of leaning forward. You feel like you're falling out of it. It was kind of fun to see that. I thought the shot they did, they had them there, and then they went and they did a close-up of them and then pulled away and gave you a little flavor of what a high-rise is. I thought that was super cool. But, I mean, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, I don't think the Bears are giving them much. I think it's a really high-quality production, and the people from NFL Films, from HBO, do a tremendous job. It's really well worth looking at. I was wondering why the safety wasn't wearing a helmet when he was biking, you know, after you had an accident. Don't you put a helmet on at that point? I don't know. Tough to watch the guy get hurt and his mom. But, you know, I mean, effectively he made the team. He'll get to rehab and he'll get paid for that. It's not a bad result for him in the long run, even though he's got to redo his knee, and an ACL is nothing to sneeze at. It takes a full year, but it was compelling because his mother was there and they were very nice to her, and that was good to see. But I mean I don't know, I'm still waiting for something really good. I think that even the stuff, you know, Dustin mentioned it earlier, who is your third running back? Get the answer. We know who the first three are on the roster. We know they kept another one for special teams, and we know that they're going to re-sign the fullback. We know that Bayless Jones made it. It's just, it's very strange that they didn't answer that question, because they brought it up and you wanted to know what they thought and you didn't get that. So I didn't think it was great. I thought it was, you know, not a good episode, but the production level is phenomenal. And as you say, it is a TV show, so the stuff they do is great.